I will bless you, for you are God, you are not a man. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace. O Lord, we honor you. We bow before you. You are God from beginning to the end. We honor you. We worship you. You are good. You are kind. We honor you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Glory be to your holy name. We bless you. Father, we honor you. You are good unto us, Lord. We bless your name for your mercy, for your grace, for your love that cannot be compared. Lord, we give you all glory. We give you all honor. Thank you, righteous Father, for your mercy, for the journey mercies, O Lord. O Father, we honor you for provision. O Lord, for your protection. You are good and you are kind unto us. Glory be to your holy name. We worship you, Lord. We exalt your name. And Father, this morning, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 14th of September, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Thank him for his grace over your life. Thank him for his mercy over you and your household. Bless the name of the Lord. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day that the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am not trapped in the darkness of the day, but the light of God shine upon me. I declare this day that I bring forth, I show forth, and I shine forth the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare that darkness has no place in me. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the hand of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day that all that is in you walk together in my favor. All that is you walk together for my blessing. In the name of Jesus, this day you will not abhor evil for me. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare that any weapon that is formed against me in you this day, you will not prosper. Any tongue that rises against me in judgment, that passes judgment over my day, I condemn you. Your words are rendered useless. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord frustrates the tokens of the evil ones. The Lord frustrates the tokens of the liars and make the diviners mad. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare that there is no enchantment against me, neither is there any divination against me. Oh, it shall be said of me that people will look at me and they say, this is what the Lord has done. For I will arise as a lion. I will arise as a young lion, and I will devour those that rises against me. And the Lord is going to apportion unto me all the spoil that belongs to me. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the Lord is my strength. The Lord anoints me with the oil of gladness, with the oil of joy. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. My strength is renewed. My joy is renewed. My strength is renewed. In the name of Jesus, I am not seated in the corners of depression. I am not seated in the corners of sickness and infirmity. Oh, for I am seated with my Lord Jesus Christ in my heavenly places. For in him I live, in him I breathe, and in him I have my being. In the name of Jesus, I declare, surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord is my portion this day. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I connect to the unlimited supplier. The Lord supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. I stand this day, I declare, I am blessed. My family is blessed. My business is blessed. My ministry is blessed. My children are blessed. In the name of Jesus, as I stand in the presence of the Lord today, I receive grace, I receive mercy, I receive favor. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord speak for me this day. In Jesus' name, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday. We are going to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy and for his grace over our life. I want you to honor him, for our God is good. Give thanks unto the Lord for his mercy. Honor him, for his God. For it is not by your power, it is not by your might. It is by the grace of God, and it is by the mercy of the Lord. It is God all the way. Just like yesterday, we started January 2025. and today is the 14th of September. Thank Him for His grace. Give glory to Him, especially for those that have had their birthday in this year 2025 from January, and for those that are having their birthday today, September 13th. Give honor to the Lord for the new year, for the new chapter, for the new season that the Lord has given to you. Thank Him for His endless mercy, His endless grace, His favor over your life, for the privilege, for the mercy that He has given unto you, for His mercy that you cannot count, that is as many as of the sand of the sea, for His goodness that is as many as of the sand of the sea, because you cannot count them. It is not of Him that wills, not of Him that knows how to run, but it is of God that has been showing you mercy. For we are not saved by the multitude of our strength. We are not saved by the arms of the flesh, but by the grace of the Lord, by the mercy of the Lord, by His grace and by His mercy. Thank Him for the peace that He has given to you. Thank the Lord for the season that you are going through presently. It might not be easy, it might be difficult, but God is patiently working it out for you to give you a good and expected end. Honor the name of the Lord. Bless His holy name. We are going to sing unto Him from the book of Psalm 48. It has just 14 verses. We are going to take the whole verse. Psalm 48, we are reading from verse 1. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for all situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. God is known in our palace for a refuge. I want you to note this verse 3 from this verse 3 very well. God is known in our palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings are assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were touched and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple, according to thy name, O God. So is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it. Consider our palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide unto death. Bless the name of the Lord. Oh, give glory to Him. God is good. Our God is good and is greatly to be praised. My God is great and greatly to be praised. God is in the midst of me. He is my refuge. I want you to say this to yourself as you show your heart of gratitude to God. For God is in the midst of me. God is in the midst of me, and I will not be moved. The scripture says the kings of the earth, they assemble themselves together. If you look at that verse 3, the scripture says God is known in our palace for a refuge. God is known in my life that He is my refuge. He is known in my life as a refuge. When kings assemble themselves together, all they see is the glory of God. All they see over my life is the greatness of God. When the enemy, when the wicked, when people come together to break me into pieces, they saw God. All they see is God as my covering. All they see is the great power of my Savior. They see that they cannot even touch me. They see and they marveled. They see and they are troubled. They see and fear gripped them. They see and pain took all over their hearts. They see and they are broken. Pain took all over their hearts. Fear gripped them and they are broken into pieces. For my God is great, and he is the one that leads me. He is the King of glory. He is the one that even doors, everlasting doors, ancient doors, doors that have been existing even before me, cannot stand before the King. of glory, and he is my God. He is my God forever and ever. Even when you walk about my life, you go round about me, you look into my life, and you will know that God is great. Even the wicked, those that rises against me, they will tell it to generations to come that God is my God, that this God is my God forever. He's not going to change. And as for me and my household, we are serving this God forever. He will be my guide even unto death. Glory be to the name of the Lord. For great is my God, and great is my defender. Great is my God, and great is my provider. Great is my God, great is my supplier. Bless the name of the Lord. Oh, the greatness of the Lord will never, can never, and will never change. His love for me is constant. It can never change. Lord, I bless you this morning. I want you to go before the Lord and just give yourself to him and say, Father, thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your greatness over me. You are my defender, my provider, my protector. Give glory unto him. He is the one that has not allowed the waters of life to overwhelm you. That which you are going through that looks as if is great. Oh, it is because of God that you can even stand today. And all this is for a season, for you to stand and testify that this God is my God, and he will remain my God forever, even unto death. Oh, Father, we bless your name. I want you to bless the name of the Lord. Mighty Father, we stand before you. We lift up our voice and we say, you are good, you are great, you are merciful. You are God from beginning to the end. We honor you. For this God is my God. From now, is my God of yesterday, God of today, and is my God forevermore. Even unto death, you are God from beginning to the end, and you are everything that is in between the beginning and the end. I honor you. We bow down before you this morning and we say, you are great, O Lord. We honor you, Lord, for your love that we cannot compare, for your mercy that is even more than the sand of the sea. If we are to pay, if I am to pay, where will I pay from? What will I pay with? If we are to pay, what will we pay with? Oh God, you have given to us freely. You have given unto me free of charge. Your love without any measure. Your mercy without any measure. Your love over me, my household. Your love over us cannot be measured, cannot be quantified. Oh, thank you for your love. For you love us so much. Not because we love you, but even because you are God. Your love for us is even bigger than that we confess, than that we profess that we have for you. Oh Lord, you love us even before we love you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We honor you this morning. We bless your name. And Father, we pray that your greatness will not leave our lives in the name of Jesus. As we come together to worship you today, Lord, that we will see you. You will show yourself strong in our midst in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, let me remind you of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord is coming. Oh, our Lord is coming in his greatness to take us home, to take us with him, to enjoy with him. I want you to be among the number. Be among the numbers of those that the bridegroom is coming for. Give your life to him. Walk according to his word, and his grace will remain upon your life in the name of Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord, for our Lord cometh. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We honor you today in Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day, and enjoy the presence of the Lord.